Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's interesting that as we hear this gospel reading, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Is that we are not so much welcoming, we are the ones being welcomed. And how does it feel to be welcomed? That there is that sense of being out of control. I'm not in charge. Someone else is the one who's welcoming me. And as they welcome me, they welcome Jesus. And as they welcome me, they welcome God the Father. But as they welcome us, we're not in charge. And that can be a difficult time for us, because we want to be in control. We want to be the ones to set the agenda. So for our sermon this morning, I wrote a poem. You'll have to just bear with me in terms of the fact that it is very free verse. It does not rhyme, but hopefully we can connect with it in ways that can relate, because when I am not in control, I feel very vulnerable. And so I think that's maybe what one of the things that Jesus might be getting at here, that it's okay to feel vulnerable, that someone else is in charge, and that you are resting and trusting in the promise of God in the midst of being welcomed. And I love the word, whoever. We'll see how that connects. I stand at whoever's door and knock, and I wait, wondering, fearful that you will not open. Am I good enough for welcoming? I feel so vulnerable, depending on others to welcome me. I cringe from letting others know who I really am. Revealing my insides scares me. I wonder if when you know me, if you will reject me or offer me a connection. Welcome me. Welcome Jesus. Welcome God. The wounds I feel are oft too deep to be shared, the bleeding too apparent to be kept to myself, but the fears too extensive and painful to afflict those I love. I am breakable, brittle, crushable. I hold on to my wounds, covering them over, so no one will know. Not even God can enter the locked doors of my fearful heart, or so I reason. I have so many questions, doubts, fears, secrets, grudges. I am so wounded, shattered, frail, breakable, like Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples. My failures are many, my betrayals and regrets countless. I am frail and fragile, crushable and breakable. Deep down in the caverns of my mind and heart, I long for connection, for someone to touch my wounds, to caress them and embrace them, and in so doing, to embrace and welcome me. And caress me as I cry to be known and loved, forgiven, and made whole, drawn into a community of those who can care for me, a people who are also wounded, vulnerable, broken, like me, wounds I also can caress and embrace and welcome. I am more than a name, more than a Facebook page, more complex and complicated than my fears and my doubts. I come to you, Jesus, because I need to know if what you promise is true, if all your pain and death and new life are really for me, or will you reject me and all my wounds and run to save yourself? I need to see you, to hear you, to touch your wounds so that I may believe in someone stronger than my wounds, someone who can heal my broken life. I need you to be there in the depths of my fears and pain, to give me hope again, to breathe a new spirit into me, to fill me with peace deep in my being, to set me free from this locked room of fear, to welcome me in my vulnerability into your community of love. Words of an old Russian Orthodox monk speak to me. I finally learned to accept people as they are, whoever they are in the world, a prostitute or prime minister. It is all the same to me. Sometimes I see a stranger coming up the road and I say, "Oh, Jesus Christ, is it you again?" Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Could it be that those who welcome me welcome you, Jesus? Could it be that in welcoming others, I welcome you, Jesus? Could it possibly be that you see through my outward confidence, strength, and smile to know how brittle I really am? Could it possibly be that you accept my vulnerability, my breakableness, my frailty, my fear of rejection? Could it possibly be that you do love me, forgive me, heal me? Could it possibly be that your forgiving love can unlock the doors of my life so that I can let go of all that keeps me bound in fear? Could it possibly be that you have touched my wounds and I am not berated or condemned, but welcomed, forgiven, made whole? I am here at your table, Lord, your body and blood given and shed for me, for each of us, for all of us, for whoever. Could it possibly be that you caress and embrace my wounds and you send me out to caress and embrace the wounds of others? Can we welcome those who are also so delicate, brittle, and fragile like me, like whoever? Can I see you, Jesus, in those I meet, those who open their doors and welcome me? Oh, Jesus, is it you again? Vulnerable and brittle as I am not weak, but strong. As I let my vulnerability show, my dependence on you, Lord, my connection to Jesus and to all those who are waiting at the door with me, for connected to Christ, we are welcomed, and Jesus walks through the door with us. And not only Jesus, but the one who sent Jesus to love this whole world. In our world filled with fear and prejudice, where we build walls to keep us segregated and apart, Jesus is a refreshing drink of cold water in the heat of the day, who opens doors, gives us peace, draws us to the table, comes alongside of us in our fears, embraces our vulnerability and our wounds, heals our shattered lives, gives us a promise of eternal life. And now we are sent to do the same for all the world. Is it you again, Jesus? Welcome. Amen.